Walt Dip Jewelry. I just saw a text from Mona that just made me laugh. Dexter 328 says, yeah, who did Walt call a bozo yesterday? I have no idea, but if you wait another 5 minutes, I'll probably say it again about somebody else. I don't know.
I was going to answer him, but I don't know. I was going to ask you who.
But I have no idea.
I don't know.
It was probably more than one person, right? There's probably more than one bozo every day. I seriously have no idea.
Could have been that guy from Georgia Tech.
Oh, Jeff Collins?
Yeah, because I remember. Were you talking about him yesterday? Because
it might have been Jeff Collins.
Was it yesterday that you were talking about him?
Yeah, people wrongly misread his recruiting results last year just because they had an enormous class. The per star average was no different than it had ever been with Johnson, and now this year it's for class of 2021. They're 47th, and their per-star average is 2.63. You know,
I remember thinking yesterday when you were talking about him, like, there goes that one.
Yeah, he's going to be another failed Temple coach, and Georgia Tech's
going to be looking for... That's not what I meant.
Georgia Tech's going to be looking for a new coach in 2 to 3 years. Texter said Jeff Collins was called a cheerleader by Walt multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, you've called him a cheerleader a bunch of times.
Because he is. You know, I had a chance to talk to him. Remember that time I had a chance to interview him? Do you remember?
I started to say, that's what I was talking about, though.
Yeah, do you remember?
I know what you're talking about now, but I don't know.
Do you remember what he had to say?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can.
Come on.
Give me a minute.
This was, I had a chance to speak to Coach Collins. This was like right after he took the job, I think. And, and it was an in-depth interview. And I had a lot of things I wanted to ask him about what he planned to do at Georgia Tech and, you know, how he was going to take over the world. And
here it is. I remember that conversation. Here it is.
Right. And as Texter 376 says, he's the head Waffle House cook. But, you know, when I got a chance to speak to Coach Collins, this is what he had to say.
Okay, down at the old cemetery, that's where your team's going to be buried, 6 feet wide, 7 feet under. When we hit the ball, it sounds like thunder, 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 thunderation. We're the best team in the nation. We said it, we meant it, we're here to represent it. We're cool, we're hot, we're solar system number 9, we can beat you anytime.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Like I said, there goes that one.
Yeah, the interview went a lot like that. You know, it was like every time I asked him a question, that's what he said. I'm not... Good luck, Georgia Tech. You people gonna need luck. You people gonna need a lot of luck with that hire. Good luck with that. You got a boisterous Al Golden, but that's it. You know, and apparently the cheerleading is already having a negative effect on people because his alleged recruiting prowess.
Oh, is he still doing it?
Well, yeah, but look, you can only do that stuff for so long. Without results, and it's still early in the tenure, but if I was a Georgia Tech fan right now, I would be extremely concerned because this guy's whole claim to fame is that he can recruit, and he was taking over at land, and he was making a hit place, and they actually upgraded the facilities right at the end of Paul Johnson's tenure. They upgraded the whole locker rooms, so you would think this would give a recruiter a jumping off point. And again, that was his whole claim to fame, his ability to recruit. You know, it wasn't his coaching acumen. God knows.
How can you recruit if you're a bad coach?
Well, I mean, lots of bad coaches can recruit, at least for a while.
How do they recruit? Come play for me?
By being a great salesperson. By being a great salesperson. Recruiting is sales. I mean, if you're a great salesperson.
I know, but you got to have something to sell.
Well, you could sell anything, you know, and he was the rah-rah guy. He was rallying the troops. He was all geeked up. It was going to be total change, you know, out with that genius coach who can't recruit. We're gonna recruit our A's off. We're going to take over the world. Look out, everybody. And now he's 47th in recruiting, and his per-star average is 2.63, which is probably like 100th. I mean, you Georgia Tech people, good luck to you. You have a little talent, but I'm just not sure that this guy can coach them up. And his one claim to fame is his ability to recruit, which he was going to do so much better than Paul Johnson did. He's actually recruiting much worse than Paul Johnson did. So good luck to you. You're going to need it. I thought that was a despicable hire, and still do. You know,
like I said, mark that one off my list. I take it.
Mark it off your list as far as what?
Getting him on the show.
Oh.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Could you be on our show? You don't mind being on our show, do you? Yeah. WCCB. Yeah. Oh, you've heard of him. Okay.
Well, we we already had him on the show. You just heard that little clip. You forgot that. Yeah. But yeah, we had him. Yeah. We had him on that time. Yeah. That was one of the strangest interviews ever.
That is a strange response. Yeah, I was very surprised. Every question you ever ask him.
Yeah, and you know the other thing I was surprised at is, you know, when I heard him interviewed, I knew his voice was a little high, but his voice was actually higher than I even remembered.
Yeah.
When we actually had him on.
Yeah. You know? He sounds like a 13-year-old girl.
He does sound like a 13-year-old girl. Surprisingly enough, he does sound like a 13-year-old girl. Let me tell you about Parham, Smith, and Archinold. As Clemson grads and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold, by the way, I love them. Great people. Have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. They just do a great job. That's the primary focus of Parham, Smith, and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm. And no cost unless there's a settlement or a verdict. By the way, you can do a virtual consultation if that's a concern as well. They'll be glad to do that for you. So there's no cost unless there's a verdict or settlement. Trust me, your situation can't wait. So call my friends Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold, 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archinold, 242-9008. Trust me, you will thank me later. All right. Lane Kiffin was the last suggestion by Reichle as a riser. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I do think that to a degree Kiffin has matured. And I think he is a bright offensive mind. So maybe.
Maybe.
You know, yeah, there are elements of Lane that still worry me. And, you know, and my other concern is that some of his Florida international success came with Florida Atlantic success came with Kendall Briles. The Briles thing is what worries me. So he doesn't have that. We'll see. We'll see. The jury's out on Lane. I am interested to see that relationship with Mike Leach develop. Texter 678 said, Walt, that's a great observation about winning the Super Bowl with a rookie contract quarterback. Eagles did that a couple of years ago. KC last year. I've never heard anyone opine that thought. Well done, Walt. Thank you, Texter 678. Yeah, it's the nature of the league now. And again, that's why I sort of think this system is broken. I don't think this system works the way it was supposed to work. I don't know that bad teams necessarily get better unless you suck every single year. Even then, I think it's a difficult situation. The way the salary cap meets the draft and the relationship between the two, your best chance to win is when your quarterback is on a rookie deal. And once he goes beyond that rookie deal point, your chances to win drop dramatically because you have to let a bunch of people go to pay him. JJ.
Hey, Walt. How are you and Ramona doing today?
Great, JJ. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. The only thing I remember about the Georgia Tech was last year when they showed up at Death Valley and tried to make it Venice Beach by putting all the weights and everything out there and having their guys work out before the game. All we needed was a lifeguard and a couple girls in bikinis. I mean, it was just unreal. I mean, who does that? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I don't know. what was the idea for the engineers to intimidate the five-star athletes with their weightlifting prowess? I mean, was that? I mean, maybe it was to force Clemson players to laugh so hard that they would no longer be capable of functioning.
That was just bizarre. I mean, I never thought. I mean, I remember him going to that, and even the announcers were like, "Well, I guess this is a new way of doing things at Georgia Tech." And it's like, what the hey? I mean, come on now. I mean, if you need to use the weight room, I'm sure Dad would let you in there for 5 minutes, you know, and let you recruit, see what a real weight room looks like. Maybe that's what it was. He didn't want, you know, they had to do the long distance thing. So I don't know. This dude seems really, really out of ordinary. So I don't know. I just can't see that happening. But I also think Dave Clawson is someone that's a riser. I mean, what he's doing at Wake Forest with all the limitations there, I will get your thoughts on him. And also, what about the coach at Virginia? I mean, I know a lot of it had to do with the quarterback, but their defense was pretty decent too. So I want to get your thoughts on that now. I got one big problem now with the Falcons.
Uh-oh.
I can't cheer for them.
What?
Huh? Why?
Remember the running back that made me leave LSU, uh-oh, Mr. Hill?
Yeah.
He is signed with Atlanta.
Really?
And I swore I would never cheer for a team that signed him. Yep. And I was like, are you kidding me? This guy is on my team. I'm just hoping he don't make the team that they signed him as a backup. They doesn't even see the field or whatever, because if he stays there, I cannot cheer for the Falcons this year. I will have to go to a different team.
JJ,
I don't care.
JJ, let me just say this. I actually admire that in you. I really do, because I think that's a rare trait. And let me give you an example. I was a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I have no connection to the state of Kansas, just to be clear. None. Zero. I've driven through it. That's the extent of my connection. But when I was younger, I was a Kansas City Chiefs fan. And at one point, they hired Dick Vermeil. And when they hired Dick Vermeil, I disowned them. I had read a book by Sports Illustrated writers, and I can't remember their names, but they were highly regarded. They wrote a book called Pros and Cons, The Criminals That Play in the NFL. And in that book, it detailed numerous stories about Dick Vermeil. And then at the same time frame, I was friends with a national host. His first name was Tom. That's all I'll go by. And Tom was a TCU graduate. And I asked him about the story that was in Pros and Cons and whether it was truthful. And he said it was not only truthful, it was worse than that. And what happened was this. Dick Vermeil drafted a center out of TCU. That center was involved with a number of his teammates in beating up a 120-pound kid. And when reporters went to Dick Vermeil and asked him about this group of five or six guys who beat up this 120-year-old. By the way, the 120-pound kid, they turned him into a vegetable. His mother had to take care of him. They so injured this kid. And when reporters asked Dick Vermeil about drafting this kid, Dick Vermeil's answer was, quote, "I love a kid who can take care of himself in a fight."
Are you kidding me?
At that point, I was out on him. I not only saw that story in Pros and Cons, The Criminals That Play in the NFL, but it was confirmed to me by a guy who was in this industry who was a national sports talk show host who attended TCU. He confirmed the story and actually provided additional details. And it wasn't just that. There was the Leonard Little thing where, you know, he had killed the mother of two in a in a drunken accident, and Vermeil did everything he could to get him out of jail. And all that was all he cared about. You know, so look, I get it. Trust me, I get it. I disowned the Chiefs at that point for that decision.
Yeah, I just, you know, when I saw that he had signed or that they had signed him, I was like, you know, I cannot have a shirt or whatever on with the Falcons on it and know that they got that guy on the field. I mean, I'm hoping, like I said, that he doesn't play, but at the same time, I'm just disappointed in him. I mean, I understand it's a business, but I just think that, you know, I felt the same way about Ray Lewis, about the things he did, even though he wasn't a Falcon. It's just one of those things, Walt, I just haven't, that I am, and I just don't, if he makes the team, I won't cheer for the Falcons this year. I don't care who they have on the team. If they get to the Super Bowl, I won't watch it. I will not watch it. I just can't. It's just the way I feel about it. And people can call me stupid and crazy, but it's just, you know, I dropped the team that I love to death because of what they did and how they approached and let this guy play football after what he did, beating up those servicemen and also raping the girl, and an LSU judge let him off. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be a part of something like that. So anyway, I just thought I'd let you know, Walt, and you and Ramona have a great weekend.
Thank you, JJ. Appreciate the call. I don't know if the details of what Hill did as JJ just recounted were exactly right, but I understand the nature of it. We'll take a quick break. You want in, 654-7627. We're going to quickly go over my SEC quarterbacks from back at the start of March, and then I want to get into some college coaching conversation, the ACC and the SEC. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla is urging everyone to stay safe during these trying times. We are open with your safety in mind. Take advantage of 0% for 84 months on all remaining 2019 models and 0% for up to 75 months on 2020 models. Now is a great time to take advantage of 0% for extended terms, big rebates, and stimulus incentives. New, pre-owned, parts, service, or body shop, we have you covered. Online at edwardsautosales.net or visit us in Walhalla. Always save extra with no dealer or dock fee.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook, and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to idareme.com. I dare you.
Hey guys, summer is here, the gyms are open, the beach is open, and the world is getting back to normal again. It's time to get off that couch and get moving again. If you've got no energy, no drive, and have gained a few pant sizes in the last few months, come see us today at Low Country Mail. For just $200 a month, we take care of all your testosterone, labs, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and your prescription management needs. It's time to get back to work and get back to making men and America great again. Come see us today in Greenville off Pelham Road, lowcountrymail.com.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you're proud of. There's no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it's a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today or go to greenlaw.legal so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Zach's Fireworks in Anderson is having a huge Memorial Day sale now through Monday. Get all your favorite fireworks to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Big Zach's has plenty of fireworks at their two convenient locations, both right off Highway 85 in Anderson, 4604 Clemson Boulevard, and 4512 Highway 81. Big Zach's carries all the latest fireworks as well as your traditional favorites. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and light up the sky at Big Zach's Memorial Day sale now through Monday.
That's the sound of disinfecting in your business and workplace. It's the sound of EnviroShield being applied by JanPro of the Western Carolinas to make your business safe and clean for your customers and your employees. Like never before, it's vitally important to have your business cleaned thoroughly with a CDC-approved, hospital-grade, broad-spectrum disinfectant like EnviroShield. This electrostatic spray uses a series of different spray models for specific areas and applications in your business. It's one of the most advanced and efficient disinfectants available anywhere. And JanPro of the Western Carolinas can bring it into your business. For a simple evaluation, call JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053. Get your business clean for your customers and your employees. Be prepared, gain knowledge, move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
Stinking a little Zeppelin in there.
It's not stinking. It's seeking it. Or what am I trying to say?
Sneaking
it.
Sneaking.
If I can learn to talk. It's on your list. If I was going to sneak one, I would sneak something else.
No, it is. That's one of the Zeppelin songs on your list. All right. I did a little search during the break just as a refresher. And this is not a detailed story. But Dateline, Fort Worth, Texas, May 25th, 1996. A TCU student whose skull was fractured in a bar fight is suing four Texas Christian football players. He says assaulted him. Brian Douglas Boyd, 21, was beaten. He's a 120-pound kid. Outside a downtown bar, May 11th. Named in the lawsuit, offensive lineman J.P. McFarland, sophomore next season, linebacker Jay Darren, junior to be center Ryan Tucker, that's the player in question, will be a senior, defensive lineman Billy Thompson will also be a senior. Tucker is the only one in the group to have started for the Horned Frogs. Boyd's father, Doug Boyd, said his son sustained a skull fracture and other serious injuries, spent time in intensive care before being finally released from the hospital. Boyd's attackers hit him, slammed his head into a brick wall, kicked him when he collapsed, even after he lost consciousness, the police report says. Still kicking him in the head, even after he lost consciousness, 4-on-1. Texter 586 said human decency outweighs business any day. It does. Texter asked what player for the Falcons was JJ talking about. Jeremy Hill, who apparently the Falcons have signed. I have not seen that story, so I'll have to take JJ's word on it, which I do. Let me tell you about Easy Lawn and Garden, Husqvarna Auto Mowers. For 25 years, Husqvarna Auto Mowers have been the best-selling worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you'll enjoy your weekend to know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna Auto Dealer, i.e. Easily Lawn and Garden, you can return it for a full refund. I'm sorry, who does that? Here's the answer to that. Only people who know you're not returning it. Because they're just incredible. And so you're not going to be returning it. There's zero chance of that. You're going to love it. Trust me. Everyone who's purchased it from Easy Lawn and Garden loves them. They come in 6 sizes. Easy Lawn and Garden will set you up with the installation and everything, the perfect size for your lawn. They operate on the principle the grazing animal cuts the most minute amount possible so your grass is never shocked. It grows thick, green, luxurious. This is Easily Lawn and Garden, and the Husqvarna Auto Mower. veteran and family owned for 40 years. It's easy lawn and garden. Let your Husqvarna mower do the work, your auto mower do the work while you sit inside and sip sweet tea. Easy Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna auto mower professional for sales, installation, service for all your power equipment needs. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com. Easleylawn.com. You want to get in? This is really the first time right now in several weeks there's been a real clear opportunity for you to get in. So if you want to get in right now. All right, Ramona, on the SEC quarterbacks, and again, I did this March 5th. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Let me hear the SEC quarterbacks. And again, I would imagine this starts with Bo Nix because he's clearly the most talented quarterback in the league. I mean, far and away.
Yeah, the first one is Bo Nix.
Okay, who's two?
Miles Brennan.
Yeah, again, people continue to sleep on Miles Brennan. Why, I don't know. I guess, you know, it takes doing the analysis and watching the film and seeing what you have and the ability to project. I mean, and... You know, when Kyler Murray took over for Baker Mayfield, I said at the preseason kickoff show that they wouldn't miss a thing, that I thought Murray was actually going to be better than Mayfield, and he was. It is. Was and is. Miles Brennan actually has a better arm than Joe Burrow. I mean, by quite a wide margin, has a better arm than Burrow. And he has a quick release. And he has a gunslinger attitude. What he doesn't have is the ability to extend plays like Burrow did. And what he doesn't have is all that supporting cast that Burrow did. I think the receiving talent and the running back talent is still super elite. Super elite. But the question I have is the offensive line. The offensive line had a lot of experienced guys on it last year. That's my question. But I just think it's naive to think that LSU is just going to suddenly drop off a cliff and that they're not going to come out and try and do the same thing they did last year. Now, again, are they going to have the luxury of utilizing five-man protection scheme as much as they did last year? I don't know, because the offensive line is probably not going to be as good, and Brennan doesn't have the ability to extend plays that Burrow did. So that's a question I can't answer. That was the biggest part of that offense. It wasn't Brady. It wasn't Burrow. It wasn't the receivers. It was all those things in combination with going to a five-man protection scheme. So will that be the same? I think they would like to do that because it worked so incredibly well. And I'm pretty sure they don't want to go away from that. But some of that will depend on the play of that offensive line. But from a talent standpoint, Miles Brennan is gifted. Miles Brennan, for example, Miles Brennan's arm is light years better than Kyle Trask's. Light years. So Miles Brennan, two. All right. Who's three?
Okay, three is Jamie Newman.
Yeah. Again, I think Jamie Newman is a round one draft pick, assuming that Georgia doesn't turn him into a pumpkin. You know,
how would they turn him into a pumpkin?
By not letting him be Jamie Newman.
Okay.
If he was sold a bill of goods that Georgia does not follow through on, I mean, if you're going to turn him into Jake Fromm and do what you did with Fromm last year, then Newman's going to suck, and his draft status will probably suffer to a degree as well. Not to the degree that Fromm did, because Newman has an arm. An NFL arm. Newman's 6'4 and 240 pounds and is a physical runner as well. But Newman can make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. There are still some issues in Newman's game. But if Georgia opens things up, then Newman is a round one quarterback. And so, you know, from a talent standpoint, I'm going to assume that Georgia wants to do that because that's what they brought Monken in for. That appears to be the focus of what they're intending. The question is compounded by the time frame factor and the fact that, you know, when is Georgia going to be able to do this since they didn't have a spring? All right, so Newman was what number? Three?
Jamie Newman is three. Number okay. four is KJ Costello.
Okay, and again, Costello, a potential round one quarterback, particularly in Leach's offense, you know, faces a similar question that Newman faces in Georgia, and that's time to install the offense, familiarity, all these things. But again, a guy who's 6'5", 240 pounds, who at his best absolutely looks like a potential round one NFL quarterback and should be highly effective in Leach's offense if he has enough time to absorb it all. Okay.
Okay, number five is Mac Jones.
Yeah, I think Jones played well for Alabama last year. And again, I don't know if this is going to be Jones or Young, but I think he played well for Alabama. The Alabama offense, again, this goes to the Tua thing. It looked just as good with Jones running it as it did Tua. It really didn't look much different. Now, again, he's not going to have the four round one wide receivers. He's going to have two plus in Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. You know, this year, the Alabama quarterbacks were blessed with four round one, future round one receivers. Two that went this year, and Judy and Ruggs, and two that will go next year, and Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. All right, next.
Let's see. Kyle Trask is number six.
Yeah, and that's about where Trask belongs. Trask is a very limited player from a trait and talent standpoint, but was productive in that offense and knows his limitations and doesn't try to do what he's not capable of. And as long as he continues to play within those limitations, he'll be an effective college quarterback. You know, again, from a talent standpoint, you know, quite honestly, he probably doesn't even belong this high. You know, he's a little bit of an oddity in that, you know, he's 6'5", and when you hear of a 6'5" quarterback, you think arm strength is probably a part of that package, but in his case, it is not at all. Again, you know, from an arm strength standpoint, you know, one of the four or five worst arms in the SEC for any starting quarterback, but a competent leader who plays to his strengths and is good in the short and intermediate passing game. So that lands him sixth.
Okay. The next one is Kellen Mond. He's number seven.
Yeah. Mond is, as I've always said, is a poor man's Colin Kaepernick. That's what he is. My problem with Kellen Mond is he throws for 2,800 yards every year. Now, the same guy every single year. Now, I will say this. As far as tight ends go, he may have the two most gifted young tight ends on one team in America. So he has some pieces to work with. You know, we'll see how that plays out for him. So Mondo's what number? Give me the next one.
He was seven. Eight is Ryan Helinski.
Yeah, look, Ryan Helinski is still a talented kid, and I think we saw that in the game against Alabama last year. When he wasn't hurt, when he had a little help, he threw for over 300 yards against Alabama and looked good doing it. If he can stay upright, stay healthy, if South Carolina can pass protect, which means they have to run the ball effectively, I think Lloyd is going to help a great deal in that regard. He has the chance to move up this list because his talent actually suggests he could be higher. Good arm, presence. I think there's an it factor with him. A lot of things to like. Number nine?
Number nine is Terry Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson's back at Kentucky, and maybe this isn't high enough for Wilson. You know, Wilson, things he was working through as a developing quarterback on this level, but the kid reminds me of Bryce Perkins of Virginia. He's very similar in a lot of ways. and I expect him to take a next step forward as a passer in that regard, which is something he was still going through when he was injured. But I like Wilson. I think there's just a character toughness it factor to the kid, very reminiscent of Bryce Perkins at Virginia. We'll take we'll pause here. We'll run through the rest of this. Then I want to get into ACC and SEC coaches. You can get in and join the conversation. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. For all your roofing needs, there's Gilstrap. No one does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. Trust me when I tell you this. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years, father-son business, four generations. You hear all the unsolicited testimonials. Our own sales czar, David, just had a new roof put in by Gilstrap Roofing. And I think that was an insurance issue. There was water damage. Gilstrap has licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Take advantage of their free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They'll help you right through the process with the insurance, everything. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Call them. Tell them I sent you. Walter Petula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
After a national health scare, I figured it was time to get serious about my health. I was pre-diabetic, snored heavily, and had no energy. The health there helped me the easy way. I was skeptical of the program, but after losing 27 pounds of belly fat in the first month, I'm a believer. No shots, starvation, or gimmicks, and my energy is through the roof. If you have diabetes, hypertension, or sleep apnea, call 1-877-IDARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idareme.com. Tell them Lou sent you and get the second program totally free. I took the health there, now I dare you.
Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley invites you to stop by and check out all the new Yokohama G-Lander and Advan Series tires. From May 15th to July 5th, buy a set of four select Yokohama G-Lander or Advan tires and you could receive up to a $70 Visa prepaid card or Visa virtual account. Call Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley at 859-1361 or see them online at stscnow.com. Yokohama G-Lander or Advan Series tires from Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Here's Tom Hill from Catazoom Wraps.
A vehicle wrap is like a mobile billboard, and it works for you 24/7. It can be anything from just getting your name and your logo on your vehicle to a complete full wrap. And what that does is allows us to give the client different price points so that if they have a tight budget, we can work within that tight budget. What separates us, I would say, is that we're a full service in-house. We do everything from design to printing to installation. The number one thing is customer satisfaction. We want to put out a quality product. We want people to be happy. We want people to turn around and tell somebody else, hey, these guys, if you go with them, they're going to take care of you. If we wrap a vehicle and somebody in turn starts to generate revenue from it and book business, that's what we're all about, is to help other businesses grow their business.
Check them out online at katazoom.com. That's katazoom.com.
To help keep your home up and running, the Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit homedepot.com to search for savings on top brands like LG. With ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery, you'll get the appliances you need to keep your home running without even leaving home. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Continental U.S. only.
If you're a pro who manages properties or replaces appliances regularly, it helps to have a go-to resource like Lowe's. We have the brands pros have trusted for years. Solid names like Maytag, Whirlpool, and GE. All easily ordered on lowesforpros.com and all quickly delivered to the job site with free delivery 7 days a week. Even better, you can get up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event. Whatever you need today, or any day, Lowe's is pro ready. Offers valid through 6-3. Free local delivery applies to appliances $299 or more. U.S. only.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Hey, must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Let me tell you about my guy, Todd Glassman, and First Home Equity Loans. You know, first of all, they're mortgage advisors. And Todd's whole premise is to never under-deliver on promises. You know, Todd's a veteran, great guy, has an incredible team. Business is built and built over 23 years. Was named the top mortgage company in the upstate of South Carolina. They are the people's mortgage company. Every single loan is catered to your specific situation. This is who they are. This is what they do. They're on Lawrence Road in Greenville. Veteran owned. You know, banks have 9 to 5 hours. And not only do they have limited hours, but they have limited options, not at First Home Equity Loans. At First Home Equity Loans, they have a very low overhead. They run so many different programs, way more than you can ever get at a bank. First-time home buyers, self-employed, investment properties, refinances, debt consolidation. This is who they are. They can refinance. You can get lower rates. You can get lower payments. You just need to call Todd and his team. And by the way, if your situation demands that they work extra hours, they're not leaving you. When the bank closes at 5, they don't care whether you're the president of the United States. That's not how Todd works. That's not how First Home Equity Loans works. They're going to work around you. Their goal is to satisfy you. Go read their Google reviews. They're off the hook incredible. Trust me when I tell you, go and see Todd. Go and see his team. Call them. First Home Equity Loans, where they never underdeliver. 864-438-4550. 864-438-4550. Todd Glassman, his incredible team, First Home Equity Loans. You'll thank me later. Texter asked me to tell who these quarterbacks play for. You know, that's a good point.
You mean to go back?
I shouldn't assume that everyone knows everything. So go back to the beginning, Ramona.
And okay.
Just run through the names and I'll tell you who they play for.
Oh, I got it written here.
Oh, well, then you can tell them who
they play. Okay. The first one is Bo Nix. He plays for Auburn.
Yep.
Miles Brennan, LSU. Jamie Newman, Georgia. KJ Costello plays for Mississippi State. Mac Jones plays for Alabama. Kyle Trask plays for Florida. Kellen Mond plays for LSU. Ryan Helisky plays for South Carolina. And Terry Wilson plays for Kentucky, and that's where we're at.
All right, and so we're at what number?
We're at 10.
All right, give me 10.
10 is John Plumlee, and he plays for Ole Miss.
You know, Plumlee's going to be fascinating to watch in Kiffin's system. The question is, can he throw? He's an elite runner. I mean, a super elite runner. But the question is, can he throw a football? You know, if Kiffin and company can improve him in that area, and he definitely needs improvement in that area, you could really have something with Plumlee in Ole Miss and Kiffin. He could wind up being a riser in this situation. But you can't put him higher than this because to this point, he hasn't proven he can throw. And that's a dilemma. I'm not even sure he completed 50% of his passes last year. I don't think he did. I think he was in the high 40s off the top of my head. All right, so who's next?
I lost it. Number 11 is Sean Robinson. He plays for Missouri.
Yeah, the former TCU quarterback who was another transfer in. You know, look, Robinson came in a four-star player, and he flashed all sorts of ability early on. I don't know what else happened to him. I'm not sure. But he's another guy to watch because his talent suggests he should be higher than this. We'll find out. He's had a year to sit there because he was there last year. So he's had a year to sit there and learn that Missouri offense. Kelly Bryant was obviously the starter last year. he has more natural potential than Kelly did. But we'll see.
Okay. Who's next? The next one is Felipe Franks. He's number 12. He plays for Arkansas.
Yeah. I mean, he is going to have a bright offensive coordinator. I don't know what to say about Franks. He has a fairly live arm. He's 6'5". He's a decent athlete. He's just incredibly inaccurate. And at some point, accuracy has to matter. Another new system for him. We'll see. I'm not overly optimistic.
Okay, the next one, number 13, is Jarrett Garantano. Is that right? Yeah. He plays for Tennessee.
Why is somebody saying that you said why is a texter saying you said Kellen Mond plays for Texas A&M, not LSU?
I didn't.
Did you say that?
No, because Texas A&M ain't even listed on here, so I wouldn't even get that out of anywhere.
What do you mean Texas A&M's not listed?
It's not listed on here.
You said Kellen Mond plays for LSU?
Yes.
He doesn't play for LSU, never has.
Well, he plays for Texas A&M. Wait a minute, that's Miles Brennan. Hang on. Kellen Mond. It's got LSU here. Does he play for Texas A&M?
Yeah, I mean, you already have Miles Brennan for LSU on the list at two.
Yeah. So he plays for Texas A&M. I'll change it.
Correct. As we discussed earlier. All right. What number are we at?
We're on 14 in Vanderbilt, and it says all the quarterbacks.
Okay, who is 13 again?
Jarrett Garantano.
Oh, yeah, Garantano. You know, again, this is why, hey, Tennessee, this is why you suck. You suck because Jarrett Garantano is your quarterback, and you're going to be a 6-6 team. So all this momentum and recruiting stuff and, you know, all that stuff could go right out the window with another crappy year. And I don't see any way around that. Unless the name there changes, you have the 13th best quarterback in the league. You have a guy who's just terribly inaccurate. I mean, I don't mean a little bit inaccurate. I mean, this guy has zero accuracy. Zero. It's not that he's not an athlete. It's not that he doesn't have an arm. He has those things. But when I say terribly inaccurate, I mean, this guy misses routine throws by 10 yards. That's a problem. All right. And number 14 is just whoever plays quarterback at Vandy.
Yeah. That's what it says here. It says Vanderbilt quarterbacks, and then it says all of them.
Yeah, because we don't know who their quarterback's going to be. So they're 14th on the list. And so there's your rundown of the SEC. All right. I want to get to conversation about ACC and SEC coaches. I ranked all of them this morning. I threw out some questions on Twitter regarding overrated and underrated. I asked whether Jimbo Fisher was overrated. Joe, I'm coming right to you. And I asked whether Gus Malzahn was overrated and or underrated. The vast majority, in fact, nearly everybody, maybe even everybody who responded, said that Jimbo Fisher was overrated. And the Malzahn thing seemed like it was more overrated as well. There were some people who sort of wanted a third option with Malzahn. I was only given two, and I understand it. Malzahn's a bit of a dilemma. You know, what do you do with a guy who's beat Alabama multiple? People always want to fire him. That's a bit of a dilemma. I acknowledge that. Let me get Joe in here, and we'll get to this coach's conversation. Joe, how are you?
How's it going?
Hey, Joe.
You know, I keep hearing about Jeremy Pruitt this, Jeremy Pruitt that. You know, the guy's 13-12, right? And what month is it, Walt? Is it May? Is it May or is it signing day? Because the last time I checked, it was May. So, you know, things can change. Things can change. Is he doing a decent job? Yeah, he's doing a decent job. But the guy's 13-12. Let's stop talking about Tennessee's back. Well, Tennessee's been back since like 2005, right? I mean, can we just hold the horses a little bit? The guy's 13-12, and he beat a pretty good Kentucky team in Indiana in a bowl game. you know, and a bunch of tomato cans in between. So, including my team, by the way. So, you know, let's just slow down the Jeremy Pruitt train.
They rallied from 13 down using an onside kick to beat Indiana by one.
I mean, has anybody looked at that schedule? There's at least four, maybe five losses guaranteed on that schedule right now. I mean,
he's
13 and 12.
Yeah.
But,
I will say this, Joe. He made a bunch of changes in that staff, and he certainly has a hired gun recruiting staff. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, he has some big time hired gun recruiters.
Well, he has a reputation too as a negative recruiter, but I mean, that's just a fact. But, you know, he's doing a decent job. I'm not saying he's doing a terrible job, but let's not say he's going to win like 11 games next year. And I've seen national championships from this one class. It's May. A lot of things can change. And last time I checked, the top five programs generally are the top five every single year. It's Ohio State, it's Clemson, it's Alabama, and it's Georgia. Like, let's just be honest. but as far as, you know, the quarterback situation, I don't know. Where did you put Hooker at VT? About five?
Yeah, I think he's in that range. I view him as similar to Cunningham at Louisville. I like Cunningham a little better, but I like both of those guys. I think Hooker really played well when Fuente finally made that switch, and I would expect him to continue to play well this year. And, you know, he may have a little bit of upward mobility, but that the guys on the top of that list, pretty good. Pretty good. The ACC is going to have significantly better quarterback play this year than it had a year ago.
Well, he's going to have to score a lot because, I don't know. I'm still wondering about that defense. But, my last thing is this, Walt. You were talking about how Vanderbilt's a difficult job, and I understand that. As far as in the ACC, like, it seems like a lot of people just gloss over how difficult the job is at Georgia Tech. Like, you know, I understand that they're in Georgia and they've had some history in the past. And I like Georgia Tech to be successful. My grandfather went there, so I have an emotional tie to him, but it's not an easy job. And Collins has his hands full.
Yeah. It's a very, very difficult job. You know, people who bring up 25 years ago have no idea what's going on in the recent past at Georgia Tech in terms of the support of that program. I mean, they're running a run-based offense, and they kick their best running back off the team with their own internal weed test. I mean, I'm sorry, that's just freaking stupid. Nobody else in America is going to do that. You know, I mean, what the hell do you want the guy to do? You know, you got an offense, you got a run-based offense right before the season. Oh, we're kicking your best running back off the team. The guy was going to be a superstar, by the way. We're going to kick your best running back off the team because we ran an in-house test and determined he may have smoked some weed. Okay, idiots. You know, so did 99% of the rest of the college players in America. But you know what they have in common? Nobody ran any in-house tests and kicked them off the team. I mean, it'd be the like rough equivalent of Ohio State running an in-house test on Justin Fields and kicking him off the team right before the season began.
But, I'll leave you with this, Walt. I heard some on the hot seat calls. I would put Muschamp on there, but I guess he might save his job with the first four games. We might have to be stuck with him if he wins the first four, but we'll see. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Good job. Yeah, you want in 654-767. When we get back, we're going to get into this conversation of ACC and SEC coaches. You know, Ramona, I still have the majority of my things from yesterday's show to do, which we haven't got to. So we may need to do shows on Saturday and Sunday, too. You know, by the way, is that a second, by the way? If you missed it yesterday, my top contenders to compete against Clemson the next decade Ohio State 1, LSU 2, Oklahoma 3, Georgia 4, Florida State 5, Alabama 6, Southern Cal 7, Florida 8, Oregon 9, Penn State 10. And by the way, others receiving votes would have included Notre Dame, North Carolina, although I don't know how long-term their success will be. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
These days, people love keeping stats. Calories, shares, likes, steps. But what about a more important stat? There are over 300 fatalities a year due to impaired driving right here in South Carolina. 300 preventable deaths. This is Trooper Wilkes, reminding you and your friends not to drink and drive. And if you see someone about to drive drunk, dial star 47. Working together, we can target zero traffic fatalities. In South Carolina, it's sober or slammer. Brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Drive on through and feed the whole family with the big bow box for just $19.99. It's bow time.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Metal Depot's, formerly Metal Building Supply, would like to remind you that during this time of change and new normal, we're still here to help and serve. Metal Depot's is your leading supplier of metal buildings, along with roof and wall components, with superior quality and competitive prices. Call or stop by to speak to one of our material specialists at 864-295-0506. We are located at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont.
The Blue Heron Restaurant, located in historic downtown Pendleton, is open for business, offering dine-in service. Enjoy your favorite menu items or that bottle of wine you've been craving. Char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, chicken wings, amaretto cheesecake, and so much more. Are you hungry yet? If you're not quite ready to dine in, call in a curbside order for pickup. To place your to-go order, call 864-